the violence that was exhibited and the police dealt with was probably, I'd say, at least 10 times, possibly up to 100 times worse than anything that occurred on the day at Cronulla.
Goodwin describes it as mobile rioting.
And we had groups of up to 50 carloads of young men who were rampaging through suburbs. You know, we had roadblocks and we had suburbs shut down, and we literally took off the street truckloads of weapons, you know, from cars and people. And we're talking baseball bats, knives, guns. And I remember seeing a picture that was shown by some of the operational police of a billiard leg table that would have had 100 nails sticking out the end of it.
Beachside suburbs were targeted.
These were short, sharp, intense visits to suburbs and just trashing entire suburbs of smashing windows, stabbing people and baseball batting people, and then they're out again.
I interviewed a victim of one of the attacks. Steve was set upon by up to 20 men.
Angry, very angry. Because I couldn't remember thinking when I actually thought I was going to die. Like, say, I remember getting hit in the head about 20 times and just covering up, and I looked up and I said, stop, stop, please stop, and ultimate just anger, just consumed by anger, and there was just no way they were going to stop.
Crates of Molotov cocktails were seized. Police learned of plans for mass attacks at Sydney shopping centres.
We had very strong information and intelligence that there was going to be a drive-by shooting and a hand grenade thrown into the beer garden the following weekend at Northies, which is the popular hotel at North Cronulla.
New emergency lockdown legislation and specialised rapid response teams made up of riot police and highway patrol eventually gained the upper hand. But police were worried Christmas, New Year's Eve and Australia Day could become flashpoints.
So this operation went on virtually the whole of the summer. And it's remarkable that it didn't escalate to even worse than what it was.